An investor recently said, "This is the best real estate market I've ever seen." At Sperry Van Ness Lilly & Associates, we've seen tough markets in the past and know you can benefit from them. We don't see tough, we see opportunity. We know the quickest way for buyers to achieve wealth is created in a buyer's market, and this is the best market we've seen for buyers in decades. We'll help you select, analyze, finance solid real estate investments. That's why Sperry Van Ness brokers are known as real estate advisors. Call Sperry Van Ness Lilly & Associates for a professional discussion about your investment goals. We'll locate properties we believe best fit you, then you decide if you agree. Call 800-345-6694. That's 800-345-6694. Visit our website, svnlillie.com. We're back on Veterans Radio. Dale Throneberry and I, and we're still laughing over Bob Feller's farewell. farewell speech.
Well, we told you he was on a time schedule. We just didn't know it ended that quickly.
You know, it's a funny thing because that is typical of a lot of farmers. They're, you know, they're very abrupt, but, you know, they're outspoken. And they have just a way of talking that makes me laugh. I was doing an appraisal for a farmer many years ago, back when prices were cheaper, and he asked me what I thought it was worth, and I said about $1,000 an acre, and he had an 80 on one side of the road and a 30 on acre parcel on the other side of the road, and he said, "Well, just last spring, a builder came up and he told me that he'd pay me $2,000 an acre for that 30 across the road," and I asked, "Why didn't you take it?" And he thought for a second. He said, "Son, that was the day that two fools met."
Yeah, you know, it was interesting listening to Bob Feller. I think I told you the other day that when I first heard his voice, I said, "I recognize that voice." And I had heard it when I was a kid. I guess he'd done an interview or something in, you know, on a sports program. Yeah. And, he just says exactly what he thinks. I think what's interesting is a couple of things that we were talking about earlier is, you know, his dad had built the ball field for him and had charged admission actually for people to come and watch these teams
during the Depression.
During the Depression. And I was wondering, we didn't get a chance to ask the question, if the baseball diamond from Field of Dreams, which was built over on the east side of Iowa, was motivated by Bob Feller's dad on the west side of the state.
Well, that's a great thought because he had bleachers there and charged 35 cents admission for those games and had as many as 1,000 people show up. That was before his pro career.
I think that 35 cents was probably more than it cost to get into a Yankee game.
Probably. And if you think 1,000 people out in farmland in those days, they had a lot of them traveled from a great distance.
I think it's one of the things we want to point out, especially to our listeners, this is to motivate you to go back and talk to any World War II veterans that you may know of and get their thoughts down, because there were so many questions after listening to his interview that I thought, I mean, his physical trainer in the Navy was Gene Tunney,
right,
who was, I believe, a heavyweight champion of the world. Didn't he fight Jack Dempsey or something? Some famous bout that I remember hearing.
I remember him as a champion boxer, and I can't remember the details.
Yeah, you know, it was something about either Dempsey won or Tunney won or something, and then the guy goes, Dempsey's down. I remember hearing the radio broadcast of that. But, you know, find out these things. The other question I had, since you're in the Navy, I wanted to know, what exactly is a fantail? Do you know?
The fantail?
Yeah, what is that?
Back end of the ship.
Oh, I thought that was the stern.
Well, yeah, but the fantail, I think, is the part that hangs over. I was a Seabee. I never stepped foot
what
on
do
a
I know?
Ship. But, you know, on the back end of a ship, there's part of it that hangs over. I believe that's the fantail.
Okay. Well, again, encouraging people to go out there and get these stories down. The other thing we talked about, can you imagine in one of those inter-service games, Bob Feller pitching against you at 107 miles an hour, which today is unheard of. And we get all excited here in the Detroit area when one of our pitchers hit 100 miles an hour one time in a game.
Right.
And he said, "Well, yeah, I could, you know, 107 unusual, but normally 103 to 105.
Yeah.
Without a helmet.
You couldn't maintain 107. You could only pitch 103 to 105. And he was known for being wild. And as he said, all fastball pitchers are. I read his autobiography, or a biography. I've learned from talking to him, you can't believe everything you read, that he was pitching against the Boston Red Sox and had no hitter going, and walked three guys in the bottom of the ninth. And next guy up was Ted Williams. He let the ball go, fastball. Williams hit it. He said he didn't even look back. He just started walking off the mound. He knew they'd lost 4-3.
Can you imagine watching those players go up against each other? I mean, it's what myths and urban legends are made of, as he pointed out.
Right. The thing of it is, the teams are, not that these guys aren't great athletes, but they're watered down quite a bit compared to those days when you got on a major league team, you were really, really good.
Well, you only had 16 teams, first of all. I mean, even I had a cousin that played Marvelous Marv, for those of you out there that followed the Mets and the Yankees, unfortunately. But here's a guy who set the record for home runs in Colorado in the minor leagues, and he batted maybe 230 or something like that. And he was only known for the beer ads he did for Miller Lite in the early 70s. But I keep telling people, he made it. You know, can you imagine just making it to the major leagues for those of us who are frustrated baseball players?
Me, the guy that they called Sausage Arm? No.
I can't. Well, we wanted to talk just briefly before we run out of time here about other people that in this greatest generation that participated during World War II were not only ball players. I remember seeing a picture, I think it was of the DiMaggio brothers, Joe and Dom, in the Navy uniforms.
Right.
And even though Ted Williams didn't get into action, we knew about him. And I know that there were many, many more that we
Charles Durnan, who was the
actor.
The actor.
Little
the
chubby guy.
The heavyweight actor. He was on the program called Evening Shade, is where three Purple Hearts, a Silver Star, and one of the Purple Hearts, I remember reading the story, it was when near the end of the war, when the Germans were using old men and young kids. He said it was about a 14-year-old kid is what it looked like, coming at him with a bayonet, and he couldn't shoot the guy because it was just a kid.
Mm-hmm.
And he ended up getting a bayonet through the shoulder because he was trying to just fight him off rather than kill him. Lee Marvin was a driver of one of those tracked amphibious vehicles in the Marines. He was in the first wave at, I believe, Tarawa. Might be wrong about that battle, but he was in the first wave of one of those major battles. Clark Gable.
Right.
Gunner on a ball turret on a B-17.
And we mentioned Jimmy Stewart, who flew bombers over Europe and also ended up staying in the Air Force in the reserves, ended up being a brigadier general in the Air Force, and ended up, I can't remember the name of the movie, you mentioned it before, where
SAC.
He kind of played himself flying,
right,
you know, these big giant super bombers.
SAC, which stood for Strategic Air Command.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it was almost autobiographical.
We have to point out to our audience, we understand that almost the entire population was involved in World War II, unlike, you know, the conflicts that followed. So we're not trying to degrade anybody that's out there
No.
that's playing ball or anything today, because we know that if there were another national emergency, that probably everybody would step up to the plate, just as they always did. Every generation is the greatest generation, I think.
I agree with you on that. I've got one last little anecdote that I read about with the actor Glenn Ford. It was in the Battle of Iwo Jima, and the rifleman that was telling the story, and they were under intense Japanese fire. He was hiding behind a rock, and a guy hit the ground next to him with a Thompson submachine gun, rolled over to reload it, and he looked him in the face, and it was Glenn Ford. And he said, "I thought all you Hollywood guys were back selling war bonds." And Ford said, "Yeah, right." Reloaded as Thompson jumped up, and that was the last he saw him running off. So these guys, a lot of them were in the thick of it. Dale, do you have anything that you wanted to cover?
If we got about a minute or so left, we just wanted to ask people to help us out. You know, Veterans Radio, we're trying to do a little fundraising here. So if you go to our website, veteransradio.net, click on Founders, we're trying to buy some equipment. We want to buy some recording equipment and some editing equipment to upgrade the quality of our program. So we need your help. So if you get that opportunity, we would appreciate you doing that.
You too can be a sponsor of Veterans Radio.
That's right. You too. You can become a member of the Veterans Radio Network. That's what we're working on next.
And look forward to next week's program. Who do we have?
Not sure yet.
Not sure yet.
Thank you, Andy.
You're dismissed.
The opinions or views expressed on this program are not necessarily of Veterans Radio or the station. Veterans Radio is a production of Veterans Radio, LLC.
Schrader Yacht Sales, the East Coast's finest dealer of Chris Craft, Island Packet Yachts, Packet Craft, Parker Fishing Boats, and Nautic Star Boats. Schrader Yachts is located at the top of Barnicot Bay in Point Pleasant, New Jersey. Our good friend Ray Schrader provides you, the customer, with over 30 years' experience in boat sales, sail and power boats, both new and used. Schrader Yacht Sales offers a full-service storage facility and a reliable crew responsible for all of your boating needs. Specialists in electronics, they can accommodate your needs for radar, autopilot, air conditioning, GPS, heat, and communications. Give Ray a call at 732-899-8010. That's 732-899-8010, or go to SchraderYachts.com. That's SchraderYachts.com. Oh, by the way, tell Ray you heard about him on Veterans Radio, and he will personally deliver your new boat from Schrader Yachts anywhere there's water. Schrader Yachts, ready to serve all of your boating needs.